International Olympic Committee has allowed transgender athletes to compete since 2004. The first to participate openly did so in Tokyo's Summer Games in 2020. Several competed this year in Beijing. The rules for transgender women, biological men, competing in women's sports are that they must demonstrate testosterone below a certain threshold for 12 months before competing, and they can only qualify after 4 years post-transition at the earliest. But it still isn't fair. In the run-up to the Olympics, male swimmer Leah Thomas, who swims for the University of Pennsylvania's women's team, swept the Ivy League women's meet. More than a dozen teammates protested. Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler spotlights Leah, birth name William, in her U.S. Senate campaign ad. The spot, called Coach, features short hair, long hair before and after pictures, followed by Representative Hartzler's dialogue. Meet William Thomas, ranked number 462 in men's swimming. Meet Leah Thomas, ranked number 1 in women's swimming. Only one problem. It's the same person. Some people are afraid to talk about it. Not me. She continues, I ran and coached girls' track, and I won't look away while woke liberals destroy women's sports. She's got science on her side. Michelle Cretella and Quentin Van Meter lead the American College of Pediatricians. In an article for the Daily Signal, they point to two peer-reviewed studies that challenge the IOC's criteria for allowing males who identify as female to compete in women's sports. One, published in the journal Sports Medicine, found that the muscular advantage enjoyed by transgender women, men on estrogen, is only minimally reduced after 12 months of testosterone suppression. The doctors cite a second review article, which found the male strength advantage to remain after 3 years of testosterone suppression. Kudos to Vicki Hartzler for running on this issue. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.